June 11, 2015, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah. And myself, many a happy children's hour.
Every evening at lighting up o'clock sharp and until further notice in Phoenix Playhouse, bar and conveniences always open, Didlum Club downstairs. Entrancings, Gads, a scrab, the quality, one large show. Newly billed for each weekday performance. Sandoz Matinee. By arrangement, children's hours expurgated. Jam pots, rinsed porters, taken in token. With nightly redistribution of parts and players by the puppetry producer and daily dubbing of Ghoster, with the benediction of the holy Genesius Archimimus, and under the distinguished patronage of their elderships, the Oldens, from the four coroners of Findrius, Murius, Gorius, and Phaleus, Messoires the Croades, Clive Solis, Galorius Kettle, Hobbide O'Lancy, and Pierre Dussault, while the Caesar-in-Chief looks on. Sinister. As played to the Adelphi by the brothers Bratislavov, Hyrcane, and Aristobulus, after umpteen dumpteen revivals. Before all the king's horses, with all the queen's mumps. And word loose over seven seas, crowd blast, in Kellaline Tutor's Slavs and Latin tongues, in four tumblers. While Fern may call us until Fern may call. The mime of Mick, Nick, and the Maggie. Adopted from the Ballymooney blood-ridden mother by Blue Chin Black Dylan, Authorway's Big Story. Featuring Glug, Mr. Seamus McQuillan. Here the riddles between the robot and his dress circular and the gagster in the rogue gallery. The bold, bad, bleak boy of the storybooks, who, when the tabs go up, as we discover, because he knew too much, has been divorced into disgrace caught by the Floras.
Why for Pedro show? I'm in Pedro, people. I'm not overseas. That tour is done. Me, Tom, Ronald, we made it safe back. The Czech guys made it back to their Czech land. Everything returned into non-tour time. And I'm not with Brother Matt. I'm not at the Love Grotto. I'm here in my own pad. But I do have incredible privilege and honor to have Mr. Derek Pyle via Skype. What town you in right now, Derek?
I'm in Northampton, Massachusetts, okay. Western Massachusetts.
West Mass, okay. And through the miracle of those Estonian guys who thought up the Skype thing before the microshite bought it up, but still able to make this happen, we got Mr. Derek Pyle.
And happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, and your sample of the way words and mean signs recreate in Finnegan's Wake. We heard that right after Bye Bye Blackbird, live in Paris, November 17, 1962, John Coltrane, his quartet. By the way, big respects to Ornette Coleman, who had to leave the gig, you know, 85 though, and I remember me and Raymond seeing him and his son. It was called Prime Time, Bernardo, and two of everything, two bass, two trap, two guitars. Shamaladine Takuma broke a string right at the beginning, just kept wailing. Then I got a chance to meet Mr. Ornette Coleman. I think it was at 550 Death Star building in Manhattan. He was a beautiful man. He's very kind to me. I think he's out of Fort Worth. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at. Caravan of Dreams. You got a thing going there. People tell me it still resonates today. So, for everybody out there, think of Brother Ornette, his Mechalodia. I remember being at my buddy Dirk's. The guy took the picture of Double Nickels, and we were up there dancing in your head. That album, listening to it over and over again. It was such a mind blow. But then, we started off the show, Mr. Coltrane. Bye bye, Blackbird. But then we heard your sample. Now, usually when I have guests on, I ask them about the first musical experience. But from you, Derek, I want to know your first James Joycean experience.
Okay, my first James Joycean experience. My very first experience was. I was in a library one day, and I didn't know anything about James Joyce, and I got the idea that, there might be something worth reading. So I went, and I pulled Dubliners off the shelf, and I opened it up, and I found $5 inside this library book. And
How old were you?
I was maybe 18 at the time.
Okay. Still in high school or just out?
Just, I think it was maybe my first year of college.
Okay. What school?
I didn't even end up really.
What school was that, Derek?
Really. So I started college at Naropa University. It's a small Buddhist college in Boulder, Colorado, that Ram Dass and Choyang Trungpa and lots of interesting cats were involved with the starting of it.
Okay.
But when I really got into Joyce was also through school. I ended up finishing my bachelor's at Hampshire College out in Western Mass, not far from where I live now.
Yeah.
I took a course that was, it was pairing Jacques Lacan, the French psychoanalyst, with, James Joyce. You'd read Joyce and you'd read Lacan, and they're both maybe as heady and out there as you can get, for different reasons.
But you read, Dubliners on your own without any school stuff, right? Just because you found the $5?
I found the $5, and I took a look at it, and I think I read a couple stories. But
yeah, because it's a collection of short stories.
Yeah, it's a collection of short stories.
Get this. When I first saw that story, I mean that book of stories.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking thought it was Dubliners. because it was part of punk movement. Pettibone turned me on to that, and like reggae or something, like a heavy bass thing. And then he like just said, man, it's the name of the town. Then it all made sense. But yeah, I'm a slow learner too.
Yeah, so I was introduced, I think an encounter, the story in Dubliners it's about these two young boys who skip school.
Yeah.
And while they're skipping school, they go and, you know, they're just kind of looking for adventure. They're pretending to be soldiers running around. And they end up in this field, and they meet this man who creeps them out. And part of why he creeps them out is because they can't figure out what exactly it is that's so creepy about him. And I think as a reader, you really feel, it's like you could be reading Stephen King or something. I mean, it's a creepy story. You feel like you're a 7-year-old kid in a field meeting this weird old guy, and you don't know what to do or what to make of it or how to get away or what is even going on. And I was blown away by sort of what I saw as Joyce's ability to really make this. It wasn't like he said, oh, this guy was creepy because he was hitting on the kids and the kids felt uncomfortable. You actually felt the experience of being a 7-year-old kid, you know, in a field with this guy.
That's funny because, you know, the book after that, well, a couple, after Portrait of Artist Ulysses, was banned from the United States, even though it had no cuss words. You know, and finally, that's what the judge had to say when he allowed it in. It was in your own mind. So maybe Ms. Joyce, maybe the times, too, you had to be this way. I still think Machiavelli was using satire.
Right.
You know, I wonder about it. So, right now, the reason I got to know you is because you invited me to the celebration of Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
So what, from this creepy story in Dubliners, from Dubliners, did you read Portrait, did you read Ulysses, or did you make the leap all the way to Finnegan's Wake?
So I read Portrait, and then I read Ulysses, and then I knew that Finnegan's Wake, you know, Finnegan's Wake sort of, it seemed like the Mount Everest of books or something, you know, it's like every... It's a book a lot of people know about, but they know about it as being unreadable, you know, or they know about it as being bizarre. But a lot of folks, you know, I knew that Joseph Campbell was really interested in Finnegan's Wake. I knew that Terrence McKenna was really interested in it. I knew that there were Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead was really interested in Finnegan's Wake. You know,
you're talking about the bass player in Grateful Dead band.
Yes. Yeah.
But you also said something before this I didn't follow up. Jim Joyce and then the psychoanalysis, this was like a class proj?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is the first academic thing after just stumbling on to Dubliners.
Right, so this is the first academic thing. And in the class, we did Portrait and we did Ulysses. And after the class ended, I said, okay, I want more.
Okay.
And I was like a resident assistant at the time, so one of my, the school, you know, paid me to host events on campus and try and make a good environment for kids living on campus. Yeah. So I said, okay, well, here's an event we're going to do. We're going to – I tracked down Patrick Healy is an Irish guy who did an audio book of Finnegan's Wake. And he reads the entire thing. He read it over the course of 3 days. And you can tell that he was not, you know, he wasn't taking his time. It's a sort of, if it was Dick and Jane, it might still be too fast. But it's this, you know, intense 21-hour recording of Finnegan's Wake. And I said, let's have a party. And the school, you know, this was the school gave us some money for food. And we had a school room. And I said, let's have a party where we listen to this book straight through, 21 hours straight through. And people can come for however many hours they want, or 15 minutes or 6 hours. And we'll have art supplies and we'll just hang out and, you know, see what happens.
Derek, what do you mean by art supplies?
There was collage and paint, and so if you got inspired here.
Oh, you wanted
book,
people to interpret how they were feeling?
There were no direct instructions related to it.
So you didn't have to take up the art materials if you didn't want them.
No.
Derek, no. Can we listen to some more music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you.
Our allies, the hills, are paralytic, just towards Henry Tudor. To the friends we chat, he led the fable of Grasshopper and the Ant. Santa Claus, the shame of slumdom, the Roman pontiffs and the Orthodox churches, the 30-hour week, compare the frisk styles of Jimmy Wilde and Jack Sharkey. How to understand the deaf? Should the ladies learn music or mathematics? Glory be to Saint Patrick. What is to be found in a dust heap? The value of circumstantial evidence. Should spelling outcast in India, collecting pseudo, proper regular diet necessary for? If you do it now. Delays are dangerous. Vitavite, Gavilan, T-set, sees enough. Moxley will be in a split second per the chancellatory of his ex-tickler. On, do, dry, car, cush, way, shocked, hot, knee, four feet begin. The feed begins. Buddy, mamma, woody, the boom, woody, pay. Up, up, bum, be, da, 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 lay. The sun best, you'll die, greetings to Pep and Mammy and the older folks below. And may and wishing them all merry incarnations in this land of lively and plenty of preposterous nets. Through their coming yonks, from Jake, Jack, and little Susie, and the babies I mean to.
고가타기 괜한 아테테 달리 포베디 일세 프레다데
like a gaudy ball. Cracked and swollen in the heat of my haze. Laugh like a motor that is trying to stop. And I don't think I'll be smiling like that. This is my pajama keynote struggle. Two in jail, one of my grandsons in trouble. With my mother, my daughter, losing sparkles. And I don't think I'll like you smiling like that. No, I don't think I'll like you smiling like that. We love to hate. We love to hate. They'll never stop coming to the old school game. All dressed up in my cooking boots. I mouth the words of the old tradition. And I don't think I like you smiling like that. Sat in a house for another week. The pub closed down for a Muslim temple. Mentality bad, losing sparkles. And I don't think I like you smiling like that. No, I don't think I like you smiling.
Drive my car with my ears. sometimes to untangle your mind. Don't you need something to help you unwind? Well, I am in my frame, and I will lend you a hand. Don't you know that I'm the only one you really understand?
Longo sample of Wayward's and Mean Sides, recreating Finnegan's Wake. Then out of Macedonia, Bernays Propaganda, Advetta, anchored down Solunky out of Leeds, England, but I think they're no more. Mr. Tom Tobacco out of Pittsburgh with Video Warning Attempts, Love to Hate, Two Car Family, that's a brand new band out of Leeds in England. The Space Pony from Italy, Ravenna. The town we got Mr. Dante's Bones. Drive My Car. Go Team Brand New. Did You Know? Brother Sam out with a new version. And finally, out of Chicago, the Banditos with Ain't It Hard. Back here with Derek Pyle and him involving people in Mr. Joyce's works and words by putting on this big-ass reading. at his school for people who live there, I guess, in the dorms.
Right, right.
And there's art supplies, but you could just listen to a few minutes, the whole 21 hour. Did some dudes do the 21 hours?
So me and one other person did the 21 hours.
Okay.
That was the, you know, I said, my friend Marie Broadway, I said, Marie, you know, will you do the 21 hours with me? And she said, yeah, we're going to do it. And a number of people did. A number of people did 6, 8, 10 hours.
Your respect.
And I, you know, I was blown away. I mean, it was, you know, it was like a psychedelic revelatory experience. You know, by the end of it, it was like
You know what? I should ask you about this, Liz Longo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
So Liz Longo is a New York City artist. She's an artist and an author and also a musician. And
sounds like she's involved with expression.
She's involved with expression, okay. Definitely. And her daughter, Izzy, who's a high schooler, also sings some in her own track. So it was a mother-daughter collaboration.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah, and she had a bass player, Leo Traversa, I think is his name, if you know him.
He's
a New York City bass player.
Sure.
So Liz is an incredibly expressive, creative soul, you know, and she...
Yeah, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but people, this is what Derek did. He brought together this proj to celebrate Mr. Joyce's works on a bridge. The whole thing
bridge.
Being read, you know, no Reader Digest version, and people's personal take on this. And what we're hearing here on the show today are samples of this, because each one is like 2, sometimes 3 hours long, of course, to get through this. This other cat, I mean, we're just talking chapters. This cat at the event that Derek first put on at his school was 21 hours. So some deep love there. So, okay, what was her name? Maria?
Marie.
So you and Marie, you heard it all. Well, you had to because it was your proj. Marie did because she committed. But a lot of people put in big time. What happened after that?
So after that, you know, immediately after that, nothing happened. We just, we had our minds blown for the weekend and, you know, went about our lives. Then the next year at school, a friend and I said, let's continue this with other books. So we started the Bible. We didn't end the Bible. We found an audio version of the Bible that was 86 hours long. But we only made it through the first 30. So, you know, we only got so far. And then for the 75th anniversary of the publication of Finnegan's Wake, which was 2 years ago,
yeah.
I decided again with Marie and a friend Jake and Sam and some people I was living with, we decided we were going to host this Finnegan's Wake party again. We were going to listen to the whole audiobook again over the course of, you know, 21 hours straight through. And in doing that, and this time we weren't in college, so we could, you know, drink a little whiskey and it was a little wilder than the first time.
Yeah.
And doing that, we decided that, or I got the idea of, hey, you know, okay, we have this audiobook version, but there's so many different ways you could interpret this. To just have one reader is, you know, one reader only with one kind of reading. There's so many ways you could open up this book. There's so many possibilities. So I said
Absolutely.
To myself, well, what if you set it to music? And then the idea came to, you know, so the book has 17 chapters. So I got the idea, what if you gave a different musician a different musician assigned to each chapter?
Right.
And so I put out the word to the Joyce world and the music world that, hey, let's do this. Let's, you know, who wants to take on a chapter? And pretty much anybody, you know, there were some well-known Joyce scholars and well-known musicians and whatever that got involved, but pretty much anybody who was up for the challenge was more or less welcomed.
Were you aware of this chamber music proj from a few years ago?
I was, yeah. I know that you're on that, and Mary Lorson, she's going to be in the second edition with you, and she was also on that compilation.
Yeah, now this was the first, I guess, poems Jim Joyce ever had published.
Yeah.
And I got verse 9. And I just thought his music lent itself so... You know, there's a couple recordings of him singing and shit.
Yeah, he was a tenor himself.
Yeah, so...
And you've always, I mean, throughout your own musical career, you've always drawn a lot of inspiration from him, right?
Well, all the songs on Double Nickels on the Dime are inspired by it. I had just finished it.
Wow.
And you know,
you just
Bloom's,
finished Ulysses.
Yeah, Bloom's, yeah. It's not all the books, it's Ulysses. That those tunes. But Bloom's Day, June 16th. It also happens to be Raymond Pettibone's birthday. It's coming up.
Wow.
Yeah, he's always 6 months older than me. But I went there for the 100th. I went to Dublin for 3 days. They didn't have a gig.
Really?
Yeah, on the 100th anniversary, 2004.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, I bet you. Look, it's the end of the first hour of the June 11, 2015 edition of the Watford Pedro Show. My guest, Derek Powell from the Waywards and Mean Signs Recreating Finnegan's Wake Project. Hold tight for hour two. June 11, 2015, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
And here, us then, Finn again. Take, us softly, remember me, 2000 sti, lips, the kiss too given. Away, alone, a lost, a last, a loved, along the river run, as Eve and Adam, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vehicles of recirculation, back to house, castle, and environ. Over the short sea, at peasant core, we arise from North Armorica, on the side of the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to build or fight his peninsulate war.
To craft the edge.
Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's gorges, while they went doubling their mumper all the time.
Then two bitches off the English cannon.
Nor a voice from a fire bellows mish-mish to top-top toward Pittsburgh.
Bahoging and bahoging like a mourner bowed. Bahoging and bahoging like a mourner bowed.
Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cat buttoned a bland old Isaac.
Who have shared with my sister and myself many a happy children's
life. Not yet, though walls fair in vanity were so sisters wrought with twone Nath and Joe.
Yet that pride that walks the path of vagrant glory of hope. Yet that pride that walks the path of vagrant glory of hope.
Brought a pack of pasmals had jam or shan, brewed by Arclight and Rory End, to the raging row was to be seen ringsome on the aqua face. The fall. Of a once wall-straight old par is retailed early in bed and later on life, down through all Christian minstrelsy.
He thought as I was dropping asleep, some part of non-man wears please, and it was a new amazing queen. I heard 0 hour as toward the tail of Vixen's laughter.
The great fall of the off-wall entailed at such short notice the shoot of Finnegan, Earth's solid man, that the humpty hue head of himself promptly sends an inquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty tumtoes.
Which ear appears in the dulcet timbre, and where you suppose to go and push him?
And their upturned pike point and place is at the knockout in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy.
Green. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Mariana Lunari and Sjord Lejton sample of Wayward's and Mean Signs recreating Finnegan's Wake. Then we heard some Kraftwerk live on the TV in 1971, Wuchstoss Gondoliera. And this has got two of the Neu guys, so it's a kind of rare version they only had for a couple of months. Then Deeper D's out of Germany, The Fairy Tale. Jamatva Youth with Serbian Kolo. I think they're Italianos. And Round Eye, City Living, they're expatriates in Shanghai. Back to Derek Powell, we're talking about Jim Joyce and the road that led up to Wayward's and Mean Signs, recreating Finnegan's Wake. In fact, you want to tell me something about Mariana Lunari and Sjord Lejton?
Lejton, yeah.
Lejton, sorry.
Yeah, so Mariana is, she's a Brazilian woman who moved to Amsterdam, so she lives in Amsterdam, and that's where Sjord lives as well. And Mariana just finished a master's thesis on Joyce, or on Finnegan's Wake, I should say. And Sjord is a performance artist and musician, and they're, you know, I think they're both nuts about Joyce. And Mariana works, she studies at the University of Antwerp, which is where one of the big scholarly hubs for Joyce studies is.
Sure.
There's sort of there's a number of academics who are really interested in Finnegan's Wake, and then it's also there's also a lot of folks who are not academic who really just gravitate towards this book and who love it, and Joyce in general, you know. So it's interesting that you don't always have that where the academics. In some cases, it's the non-academics who are making doing the most interesting things related to Joyce, which maybe that's always the case. But
but what you were doing with it, you put together this website, you invited these people. It seems like you invited a lot of academics.
Yeah, some showed up. Some, you know, there was a range. You know, I think one of the hopes is, I think a lot of people definitely get introduced to Joyce through undergrad. You know, if folks go to undergrad and they study literature, they're likely to encounter Joyce one way or another. And so one of the ideas was if we can get academics on board, then they can be one of the groups that is sharing this, because we decided to in setting Finnegan's Wake to music unabridged, and we made the whole thing Creative Commons, so it would be distributed freely. And I think one of the ideas is a lot of people see Finnegan's Wake as being a really difficult book to get into. So putting it to music makes it, you know, I think it's easier to listen to something bizarre than it is to read something bizarre for a lot of people. And hopefully, you know, various professors or whatever would say to their students, hey, check this out, you know. And that would be one way in which the music could live on or have an impact on people.
Very interesting. Let's hear some more music.
In the Twitter litter between Druidia and the deep sleep sea, when suppertide and souvenir to Charlatan Mall jointly came gently. And along the quiet darkenings of grand and royal, flitmans flew, and to crept a hedge. Whenas, to many a soft tongue's pocky talk, mewed answer, suffer, po yo. Arvanda always acquiescent, while studying castells in the blown and studding cow shots over the Norren, he spat, in careful convertedness, a Musaic dispensation about his hearthstone, if you please. Irish saliva, moshy the hole. But would a respectable, prominently connected fellow of Iro-European ascendances, with well-dressed ideas, who knew the correct thing, such as Mr. Shall We Sigh or Mr. Shall We Laugh, expectorate after such a callous fashion? No thank yous. When he had his belcher spucker tuck in his pocket, Muse fed with his thockets after having supped of the dish, sot and pottage, which he snobbishly dabbed peach Bombay. Well, it's really only Lucan Pukin pills and pie, which she knows, which Senna fed and piebird him. A supreme of excelling peas balled under Minshog's milk into white malt wine sour. A proviant the little bilker hoarsely relished, chaff it in the sneffle season. Being as fine o't as your rat with fennel. And on this celebrating occasion of the happy escape, for a crowning of pot valiance, this regional platter, Benjamin of Bouillies, with a spolish olive to middle point its zenith, was marrying itself, porco grasso, arabesqued very deluxiously with a bottle of Phoenix Brewery 98, followed, for second nuptials, by a peace porter, Grand Cour, both of which cherish table lights. Though humble, the banquet, 'tis a Lee man's farewell, he obdurately sniffed the cobweb-crusted corks.
I should just hold my breath. Light and dark, fire and ice. Thank you. about. I sometimes wonder if we'll get up, dead or alive. Dead or alive. Get to be a spaceman, to fly out to Neverland. Enjoying life is nothing new, but if it's heaven or hell that we're going through. I'm going crazy, am I really alive? If everyone follows, will we ever survive? I sometimes wonder if we'll get up, dead or alive. Dead or alive. I'm going crazy, am I really alive? If everyone follows, will we ever survive? I sometimes wonder if we'll get up, dead or alive. Or alive. Used to be too blind to see, destroying things in front of me. People stare and ask me why. Will I get alive or will I die? I'm going crazy, am I really alive? If everyone follows, will we ever survive? I sometimes wonder if we'll get up. I'm going crazy, am I really alive? If everyone follows, will we ever survive? Alive.
Watford Pedro Show. You just heard Dead or Alive by G.G. Allin and the Motor City Bad Boys. Ahead of that was Warblers. Denouement Mix. That's out of Boston. He's the brother of Jay Maskus, who lives in West Mass. Nudity ahead of that. I think Olympia Washington with the Electric Motions. The Entrance Band with Medicine. Fuck, I can't remember where they're from, but maybe that's good. I like them much. Can Heads out of Tampere, Finland. I know that. Just met these guys on tour. Live with Fire and Breath. Ahead of that was Bulbous Head from Porch. I spaced on where they live too, but I dig them too. And we start off with Robert Amos' sample of his Waywards and Mean Signs Recreating Flanagan's Wake contribution. And, Derek Powell, you want to enlighten us to Mr. Robert Amos?
Yeah, Robert is a very interesting guy. He's a well known landscape painter in Victoria, British Columbia, and so he does a lot of works commissioned by the city and things like that. You know, of Victoria and British Columbia landscapes, and he hasn't. Despite being well known for this, he hasn't been so known for his engagement with Joyce. And he, a few decades ago, became really interested in Finnegan's Wake, and just for his own personal purposes of engaging with the book, he recorded an unabridged version of himself reading it, just so he could listen to it himself. And then after he did that, he went and spent 6 years in a recording studio working with somebody to create another unabridged version of himself reading it. And seemingly without much interest in, or with only a passing interest in the larger world seeing this. It seems like, from my understanding, he did this just for himself. And he's also
he's a fan, obviously, and interested. But you know, look, this is a man, you know, my take on, British Columbia, you know, Vancouver, that area, that's beautiful. Mountains, water, all that. And so maybe his connect is kind of organic with Mr. Joyce.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Joyce himself spent 17 years working on a book that a lot of people said was crazy or didn't make any sense. And, you know, I think...
You know what I read about, you know, Nora Barnacle, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The wife. She said he'd be laughing when he was writing this shit. So, I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, actually it was serialized to begin with, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It came out in Ezra Pound's, I think it was Ezra Pound's magazine, Transition.
And so it wasn't the whole kit and caboodle. People were getting it in bits.
Right.
And remember this, too. I mean, I think that's the same way with Ulysses, but there was nothing to follow up with Ulysses. I mean, in the same kind of, like, overarching trip, you know?
And right, right.
He was kind of stuck with that, right? Well, how am I going to follow this up? And my take is, I mean, bottom line, whatever, I hate reductionist, but like Ulysses is a day, one day in the life of a married couple and a young man who ain't. Finnegan Wake is maybe a man and his family?
Yeah, there's some of that. I mean, I think what's interesting about Finnegan's Wake is it becomes... There is a story that repeats about HCE and his family, but I would say it becomes... You'll have one page, and on that one page, you could read it as being about a story of the battle of Waterloo in the French Revolution, or it could be about this dude in Dublin Park, or it could be a layer of, you know, just language that doesn't necessarily have direct meaning. I mean, I think what's interesting is he was able to create multiple meanings together, not where one is the primary and another is the secondary meaning, but all of these things are sort of existing together. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think it shares with Ulysses the idea of wanting to try to talk about everything.
Right.
But grounding it into some very specific things in a way. As like the solid thing. But I do think there's a family connection. I do know he never really had a home. He's living in a suitcase, right, with his family.
Right, right.
It's been very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's worried about the future. Maybe some of the kids aren't so healthy in the head.
Right.
His eyes fail him. There's something he wants to get over, to transcend in a strange way. That's the feeling I got out of it. Also, I think he's having some fun.
I think he's having some fun, too,
you know,
definitely.
Like, this is why Nora Barnacle, I think, was saying he was laughing and shit. I don't think it was out of spite. I think he was caught up in the trip of it all.
Which, otherwise,
it's righteous to share with us. Look, we're at the end of the second hour of June 11, 2015 edition of the Waffle Pedro Show. My guest, Derek Pyle. Hold tight for hour three. June 11, 2015 is the third hour of the Waffle Pedro Show.
His propanomen is a propriousment. A dustman and knock named Stubborn Churches in the employ of Messrs. Ashburn, Soulpet, and Ashburn prayer makers, Lintelope, was asked by the Sisterhood the vexed question during his midday collation of Lever and Buckroom, alternatively with Stank and Kidney Fi in a hash house. Thank Evan responded impulsively. We have just been propagandering his nullity suit and what they took out of his year among my own crush. All our fellows are the day's sages, with Ironer Coleman, he is a cemented brick, fuck it all, a more nor usually sober car driver, who is jauntingly hosing his runabout, Ginger Jane, to the strong view. Lori Hoser as he talked, and this is what he told Rewrite Men. Ironwalker is just a plain pink joint reformy in private life. But folks all have it by Bremen's laws, he has parliamentary honors. Ice Kaffir said, Montfois, you wish to add some omelette, yes lady? Good mind labor, your hag, he must break himself. See, I crack, so he sit in the pool. Undempt, a perspirer, who is keeping up his tennises panted, he no hartois to collect in famidios, but a dip pair flannels climb wall and trespassing on doorbell. After full-blown brad in here this fresky tretrella, a railway's barmaid's view, was thus expressed. To sympathizers of the Dole Line, Death Avenue, anent those objects of her pity-prompted ministrance, to wet man and his siphon, a hymn. It is ever too late to whistle when Phyllis floods her stable. It would be scarlet shame to jail him in lockup, as was proposed to him by the Sedum's creature, what mattered what merry tricks went off with his rebel her, in connections with Ahim being a Northern and enjoining such wicked illeth Ahim. Well done, Drom Kalakil. Kitty Turtle is proud of you, was the reply of a BOT official. While the daughters Ben Kletter murmured in uniswoon, Golforga his jury legs. Brian Linsky, the cub cursor, was questioned at his shouting box, ballin' bragger, and gave a snappy comeback when saying, Pa, once more I'll hellbull. I am for caveman chase and Sahara sex, burk you. Them two bitches ought to be leashed, cannon. Up hog and whore hunt, Pa, a would-be martyr who is attending on Sanit Acetus, where he is being taught to wear bracelets, when grilled on the point revealed the undoubted fact that the consequence would be that, so long as Sankhya Mundi played his mango tricks under the mystery, with shady aspirates sheltering in his leaves license, and his shadowers horrified by the potent bolts of interdiction, there'd be fights all over Cuxhaven. Missioner Ida Womwell, the 17-year-old revivalist, said, concerning the coincidence of interfizzing with grenadines and other respectable and disgusted Pearsons using the park, that perpendicular person is a brut, but a magnificent brut.
Thank you. Come on.
from Pedro show. Started the second hour off. No, I'm an idiot. Started the third hour off with Greg Nahabedian, his sample of way words and mean signs recreating Finnegan's Wake. After that, we had Toby Dammit with Escape from Fire Island, an erotic fantasy. Then we had Zombie Lover, something live from Basho. Oh, yeah, I should say Toby Dammit. He's moving from Berlin to Oslo. And Basho's Hamburg. So, yeah, there's some German things. And then the Orange Disaster out of Brazil doing Candidate and finally Sex Stains with Crumbs. And that's California. Who gave it? The lady from Bratmobile gave it to me at the pop groups. I finally seen the pop group live after all these years. This last tour. And it was bitching. So tell the people about Greg. Greg's from the West Mass punk scene.
Yeah, so Western Mass has got a pretty alive and happening scene. You know, I mean, certainly we had Dinosaur Jr. and Supreme Dix and those folks back in, you know, a number of years ago, but there's a lot going on still today. That so Greg plays in a band. Greg took on a solo chapter, and then Greg also plays in a band, Derive, that, you know, plays around here and also you know, around, they play around the country, but are definitely part of the Western Mass music scene. And I think they did some of the coolest, just sort of rocking balls to the walls Finnegan's Wake, you know, out of what we've had this first edition. Derive and Greg, that's some of the most sort of just rocking. Some of the stuff is more like an audio book in a lot of ways, and this is more like the Derive set, especially Greg's a keyboard player, and some of that I can hear like Miles Davis's electric band in it, you know, just the way they're playing off each other and building it and really, really going for it. It's quite fun.
Now, you say first edition because you got a second edition that I'm going to be involved in.
We got a second edition.
Now, how'd that come about there, Derek?
Well, so I put out the word. I said, "Hey, who wants to set Finnegan's Wake to music?" And there were so many people that wanted to that we said, "Well, we don't have enough chapters." So I decided, "Well, we'll set it to music once on a bridge, so the whole all 17 chapters, and then get a whole another 17 people to take the same chapters and do the entire book again. So we'll have two complete versions." And actually, Simon Underwood of the pop group, he'll be.
Bassman.
He'll be in the second edition, as will yourself, and you connected me with David Kane, the great producer.
He also did the music to Bloom, which was a film, an Irish film, take on Ulysses.
Yeah. And Mary Lorson, who you're mentioning off the, she's on that Fire Records chamber music. She's working with our. An author named Brian Hall, and they're going to do a chapter together.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I think it will be really cool, and I think that's, you know, in Finnegan's Wake, you've got this, there's this idea of here comes everybody, you know.
Finnegan's
Wake has 60 different languages in it, and part of it is about sort of celebrating all the different ways that different people think and talk and act in all the language, and sort of this, you know, like after the Tower of Babel falls and you've got a million different languages and a million different meanings that become possible, that's part of what Finnegan's Wake's about. So to get 17 different people to work on the book and then get 17 more to create another version of the book, I think I like to think we're living up to part of Joyce's vision of this sort of...
Yeah, you say it's valid. It's not beating a dead horse. It's not an I Love Lucy rerun.
No.
It's actually vamping on the theme, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's in here the last chunk of music.
So, who do you know tonight? Lazy and gentlemen! The echo is where in the back of the woes. Colin Ford! Sean Mac Irwick, Brief Dagger, for the concern of Mr. John Jameson and Song, rated 100 and thin for store 100 on this nicely quiz quid quark of the 12 apostrophes, set by Chuckett Mick Irwick.
He misunderstruck and aimed worm Ulo of number three of them, and left his free natural reposts to four of them in their own fine artful disorder. Number one. What? Second to one, Mithar, Rector, and Maximus Bridge Maker was the first to rise taller through his bean sail than the blue gum bow bow bob one of the gigantious Wellingtonia Sequoia. Went nudie boots with trousers into a Lafayette when she was barely in her triglies. Was well known to cloud a conciliation cap onto the asker of his booth. Sports, a chain ganger's Albert solemnly over his Hollander's epulence, thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lapapole, gave the heinousness of choice to every knife betwixt yesterdicks and two marys, had seven all successive collared Saraban bays on the same big white drawing room hearth rug, is a Wilberforce to this hour at house as he was in Heather, pumps the Catholic watery and shocks the prodding stung boy, and killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man, found fodder for five when Almark and Rose go flooded, went Kirish, tutors, Cornish maid easy, voucher of Rodifus, toll of the room, bred many-headed stepsons for one leap your year-own totter, is too funny for a fish and has too much outside for an insect. Like a heptagon crystal imprisons trues and false with awesome, is infinite swell in unfitting indiments. Once was he shoveled, and once was he arsoned, and once was he an underd, and she hung him out Bill Bailey as a quadrant. In its tiles to tell toller cat a clog it is, offers chances to long on, but stands up to leg before. Found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the seams, made a fort out of his postern and wrote F-A-R-T on his buckler, is escape master in chief from all sorts of rooting places. If he outherods against barkers, to the schoolbred he acts witly, has evacuated at the mere appearance of three Germans, and twice besieged by a sweep. From zoomorphology to omniamnalism, he is broached by the spin of a coin, towers an Edistoon amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep, threatens thunder upon malefactors, and sends whispers of frau, when Duke Hookback Crook upsets his ass boosworthies, jeer and junket, but they booze him, ooze and buzz his ass when he loops like Hunfit Plunkett. By soas and soes, and search a party on a lady in the city. Business, reading newspaper, smoking cigar, arranging tumblers on table, eating meals, pleasure, etc., etc. Pleasure, eating meals, arranging tumblers on table, smoking cigar, reading newspaper, business. Minerals, wash and brush up, local views, judo toffee, comic and birthday cards. Those were the days, and he was their hero.
Story spinning Joe, he's the guy next door. He loves to go to work from 9 to 5. He hates his job, but nonetheless, he's always there before the rest to spin the truth before the news arrives. Story spinning Joe, his reflexes are slow, his tongue is running like a watermill. Tattletales and lies behind the funny smiles, he works around the clock to make things real. Trust me, I don't wanna be a fool. Hey Joe, let yourself go. You could be a good man after all. Hey Joe, don't step on my toe. Trust me, I don't wanna be a fool. Hey Joe, let yourself go. You could be a good man after all. Spinning Joe, he's on a verge of war with all except the ones that pay the bill. Now that he's gay, but he's willing to get laid for chance to blap and do nothing for real.
In the distance there's a sound, the tower trees are falling down. Just as they are not the ones they claim they found. He says only Kissinger, you know he's just a messenger. Someone else is watching from the higher ground.
Star is spinning fool, he doesn't have a clue. Words can hurt you even as you talk. Plotting games are fun if you enjoy to run. Do it, Joe, I'd rather take a walk. Hey, Joe, don't step on their toes. Trust me, you don't wanna be their foe. Hey, Joe, let yourself go. You could be a dead man.
Yeah.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition, Kevin Spence sample of Wayward's Mean Signs Recreate Finnegan's Way. Then we heard La Colony Volvox doing Story Spinning Joke. Out of Boston, The Peasants, Bullfighters and Gunslingers. Out of Arizona, Phoenix, A Confession by the Father Figures. Phoenix again, No Volcano, New Drugstore. New York Drugstore, I'm sorry. And finally, Tunnel Rat. God, is he out of Ohio? Somewhere east of the Rockies, with Mountain Dew. Tell us something about Kevin Spence here.
Yeah, so Kevin is a poet from British Columbia. He leads the British Columbia Finnegan's Wake reading group, so it's folks who get together every week, I believe, and they just read a couple pages of Finnegan's Wake, and they sort of rip off what it might mean and what kind of meanings they find hidden in there, because Joyce hid, you know, Bible references and Irish history reference, you know, there's all kinds of stuff, so they get together.
Well, Finnegan's Wake, if you get me, tell me if I got it right, but they're going to fucking bury this dude, and he ain't really dead.
Right.
He just drank too much, right? So Finnegan, wake up. You know, I don't know. Do they throw whiskey in his face or something? Something wakes him up while he's on the table there, so he ends up not getting buried.
They're having a traditional Irish wake, which you set the body out on a table, and you drink whiskey all night, and you keep vigil over the body. And Tim Finnegan doesn't want to miss the party, so he wakes up and starts drinking with them.
That's it. But the way, you know, what I also remember from the book, it begins with the same sentence it ends with.
Right.
It's about the Liffey, about this river that goes through Dublin, and how it's kind of a metaphor for infinity. And that's why I kind of thought of the family thing, because just, there was the last shift, there's this shift, there's the next shift. But of course, I wouldn't want to reduce it down to
saying,
he's trying to talk about everything. He is talking about everything. And it's great. It's almost an encyclopedia. Dante tried to write this thing called the Banquet. You know, the Convivio. Huh? Dante wanted to make an encyclopedia for his time, but actually kind of did it when he was writing his revenge book. So I think that Mr. Joyce is kind of out of that tradition, too, where he's making a piece of art, but he's also making a kind of encyclopedia, trying to talk about all that we know up to that point.
Right.
And it's the hand down for others to get enough fucking conies up to try to talk about everything they know in the world at that moment, too.
And right.
Look, Derek, I ask everybody this on the show, you know, anybody getting into something like this, what kind of advice would you give them?
You know, I think what I've been amazed by is you know, here I have this project that I've produced or put together, whatever you want to say, and I've been able to get all kinds of people involved, you know, folks like yourself, people from all over the world, from Amsterdam, from Germany, from Canada, and it's been amazing, I would just encourage people, if they're excited about an idea, to pursue it and just reach out to some folks. You know, with the internet, you can email some. If you're excited about something and you know that there's some, you know, a whatever, a musician, a teacher, a whoever it is, send them an email and say, hey, you know, want to join this, or in your town, say, hey, you like this thing, or you know, it's just been amazing how willing people are to collaborate on this creative project, and it's been amazing how many people have really dedicated so much time and energy into making this music happen. And we've given away all the music for free. Nobody's making money off it because, you know, and no record label would ever release a 31-hour thing, you know, so we just said, hey, we'll do this. And that's what's been amazing to me, is just how willing people have been to collaborate and join up if you just ask them.
So your advice is, let the freak flag fly.
Let the freak flag fly, and fly your freak flag and find the other people flying their flags, and go from there.
That's good advice, Derek. I mean, I think what you're doing is a great thing. What you're trying to say is, okay, this man by himself, because writing is one of the most private of all the forms of expression.
Right.
But by him providing that piece of humanity that came from, yeah, the one mind, but actually it's him studying all the other minds, all the other works. Even though he did it by himself, was it by himself?
Right,
he had
right.
The great library of the world, right? But then he puts it out there. Now it becomes a chew toy, you know, from minds from, like you said, different pads, different towns, or even the same town, or even the same class, to share different kind of takes on.
Yeah.
You think it could have been any piece of work, or did it have to be Mr. Joyce's?
You know, it's a good question.
Don't worry, you don't have to answer. I just put it out there. I'm so, so glad that you were on the show, though. Bitchin'. Thank you,
man. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay.
Keep on,
and I'll get a hold of that Vancouver man, and we'll get your chapter happening. It's been the June 11th, 2015 edition of the Watt for Peter Show. Special guest, Derek Pyle. Everybody, keep your powder dry.